The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you. Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is a conclusive breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing a diehard.
Doing a diehard, but this whole week's been a damn diehard, diehard.
Diehard, diehard!
Three people get that joke and I don't care. And we're two of them.
Yeah. Fuck it.
As long as we make boss happy, we'd be okay.
Days never finished, right?
Yeah. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Down Goes Biden. What's this now? Three? Four. Because he fell in steps twice. So this makes four. Wildfires, crime, corruption, Ukraine, the whole deal. Top 10 draft this week, sketch comedy characters. Of course, your listener questions.
This wasn't hard at all.
We will see when we get to draft, because we may have a lot of the same.
I would assume we do.
We're going to be taking a lot of each other's picks. That's why I have 35 on the big board, so.
Oof. You won.
So we'll see. I did some deep cuts, so. All right, let's get in some TV news. And Vince, if we had stupid money, we would buy stupid things, right?
Sure.
Well, Heritage Auctions, I believe the auction ends today. They've been doing famous TV items. Came up for auction. Would you like to know some of the things that are up?
Oh, yeah, fuck it, why not?
The original 1966 Batman and Robin costumes. The complete bar set from Cheers.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
That is starting at $155,000.
Oh, is that it?
The entire set from Johnny Carson's Tonight Show that ran from 62 to 92. That's starting at $100,000. Oh. The original Captain Kirk yellow shirt from Shatner. That's starting at $80,000.
Oh, is that all?
The original George Reeves Superman outfit, starting at $80,000.
Is that all?
Yes.
Who's going to buy that, though?
People with stupid money, like I said.
The Superman outfit. Okay, I get Captain Kirk. I get that one.
Yeah.
But the original 50 Superman? And I don't see that happening.
Somebody at a museum will buy it, probably.
Well, yeah.
The acrylic bat shield from the 1966 Batman, that's starting at $80,000.
God damn.
Another talk show set, Vince. This time, David Letterman's from 93 to 2015 on CBS. That bidding starts at $80,000. The original podium from Dancing with the Stars, that starts at $20,000. A set of three suits from The Sopranos. And then one of Tony's suits. Those are starting at $15,000 a piece. So like I said, if we had stupid money, we would be doing the show on the set of Johnny Carson, bitches. I would love to do that, by the way. Just, I don't know. Would you rather have that or would you rather have Dave?
I want the Cheers set.
We'd buy the Cheers bar and then this would be drunk and public podcast.
I'd buy the Cheers set and put it in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Could you imagine?
Be awesome. Yes.
Yeah, it would.
With an open invitation for Norman Cliff at any time.
Yeah.
And Woody. Fuck it.
God damn.
Even though I don't know state laws with how Woody lives, it's a thing. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Now for something completely different. That 70s show star Danny Masterson. Xenu the Space God did not save him this time, as he was convicted on two counts of rape at his retrial in Los Angeles. A jury could not reach a verdict on the third count, which was the charge that he raped a former girlfriend. He does face up to 30 years. His sentencing is set for August 4th. His wife, actor and model Bijou Phillips, wept in the courtroom after the verdict was read. So, they got him.
I guess there's enough to get him.
Two of the three, yeah. But the third being the girlfriend, not enough on that one, apparently. We've said for a long time that Hollywood has to do with the devil.
That's fucked up, dude.
Somebody now admits it. Snowfall star Damon Idris admitted this week that he tapped into the forces of evil to help with a so-called actor's block and said he almost needed an exorcism after the incidents during a Hollywood Reporter's TV drama roundtable. He made the confession to Pedro Pascal, Jeff Bridges, Kieran Culkin, and others. He said, going back to the final season of Snowfall, he said he had a difficult time bringing out the evil of his character. He said he failed quite a few times. He went into the corner to drum up his dark magic and repeatedly called to Satan himself to come on. He said, come on, devil, come help me. The British actor says it left him with nightmares for a month and even had to call his mother to, quote, bring him back to life. You know when they admit it? You can't call us conspiracy theorists anymore. We prefer the term told you soists.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's go to movie news this week.
Jesus fuck, man.
Yeah, admits it. Just, yeah, I called it Satan. Yeah, somebody. Yep. Let's see. Movie news this week. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch. Somebody tried to break into his house. A man wielding a knife was destroying his property and shouting at the actor while him and his three kids, were home inside. 35-year-old chef Jack Bissell kicked his way through the front gate of Cumberbatch's North London property, shouting, I know you've moved here. I hope it burns down. While the actor, his wife, and three kids were inside the home. The chef fled the scene before things could escalate further, luckily. Police found the chef's DNA on the intercom, leading to his eventual arrest. He was slapped with a fine and a 3-year restraining order. That's it.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he told some shopkeeper before he went to the house that he was going to break in and burn the house to the ground. That gave me George Harrison vibes, you know what? That's just...
He didn't pop the motherfucker?
No, because, you know, guns, England. That's why the guy had a knife, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
This guy's got Marvel Disney money. He does not have armed security?
No, apparently not. Isn't it nice?
Well, George Harrison has Beatles money, and he didn't have armed security, so... I don't know. More has come out about Jamie Foxx's medical issues with... Now, these are not coming from conspiracy theory websites or anything like that. These are coming out of highly reputable entertainment news deals that he was paralyzed and blind in one eye due to a blood clot from the shot. Now, they're not saying that he's still that way because we had the story that he's in a rehab place in Chicago. His daughter said they played pickleball. But apparently, at one time, he was paralyzed and blind in one eye. Apparently, he did not want to get the COVID shot, but it was mandated by a movie studio.
So now he's fucked up.
Apparently.
God, fuck, man. That's what worries me the most about this shit.
Side effects?
Yeah. That my friends who, and most of them took it because there's one lady I know, she took it because she was taking care of her parents.
Yeah.
She was like, everyone said it was bad for the grown up or for, you know, elderly.
For the elderly.
I took it. I didn't want to get them sick. That's what scared me the
most.
Knew.
They have that coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, they knew. Yeah. Well, it's just like the people that died.
Yeah.
Put them on a ventilator, give them remdesivir, and boom, they're dead.
Killed every single one of them.
Yeah, yep. And now 2 years later, they're like, oh, yeah, we might have fucked up.
Well,
Do you fucking think?
You can forgive us, right? Oh, hell no.
Hell no. You killed my friend.
There were people that died alone. Because they couldn't have loved ones around them. People couldn't go to the funerals.
Yeah.
There is no forgiveness. You better ask God. You ain't asking me.
Yeah, and now they're coming out and saying, ivermectin works great.
Yeah, like Oops. We told you. Oh, but you called it horse dewormer.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You meet the Jesus. You can talk to him about it. How's that?
I lost a good friend because of that shit.
Yeah. All right. Next story here. Actor Armie Hammer will not be facing sexual assault charges in L.A. County after 2 years of investigation. District Attorney's Office has decided not to file and prosecute charges against the actor after he was accused of rape by a former partner in February of 2021. DA's office said it could not prove the allegations beyond a reasonable doubt due to the complexity of the relationship between the actor and the accuser. Hammer had denied all charges. Remember, this came out that apparently he admitted to her he was a cannibal.
Yeah, fucking psycho.
And all types of psycho bullshit. Well, they couldn't prove rape, so he's not going to be charged.
So he ate her in the traditional sense, huh?
Apparently, yeah. The new Spider-Man movie is apparently doing very well at theaters right now, and producer Amy Pascal came out and said, not only will there be an animated Spider-Woman movie, but we're going to get a live-action Miles Morales movie. And we should see them, quote, sooner than you expect. So, my guess is they've been probably in pre-production just hush-hush for quite a while then if they're saying sooner than we expect. So, The Rock is coming back to the Fast and Furious movies. He's going to reprise his role as Luke Hobbs for another standalone movie that will apparently bridge the gap between Fast X and the upcoming Fast X Part 2. That Part 2 is expected to come in 2025, so we should get the Hobbs movie next year before then. So, last thing here is, hey, you remember that Little Mermaid movie?
The cartoon?
No, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a New York Times, the bastion of unfettered journalism there in New York. They posted an article written by movie critic Wesley Morris about the live-action Little Mermaid remake. Here's what he says, okay? He said the movie reeks of obligation and noble intentions, the joy, fun, mystery, risk, flavor, and kink are missing from the film. Here's my question. Why should a movie geared towards children have kink in it? I'll wait for somebody to answer that question.
Yeah, it's a kid's fucking movie.
And you want kink shit in it. In a kid's movie, you fucking groomer.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Feet first in the chipper.
Oh, yeah. Bye, have a good time!
Yeah, exactly. Die hard.
Yeah. Die hard.
Alright, let's go to comic book news. Marvel announced Tuesday the upcoming Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse film will have a spin-off manga
titled...
Well, you're jumping the gun here.
Shut
Spider-Man Octopus Girl. God, I love the Japanese people. You weird little people. That looks to be coming out June 20th. The story basically is Doc Ock falls into a coma. When he awakens, he finds himself inhabiting the body of a Japanese middle school girl.
Worse. Sure.
Because... Asians love octopuses. I've seen that movie once or twice.
And Disney loves little kids. I mean, wait,
that,
what?
Yep, it all meshes perfectly.
Wow, good job, guys.
A union of Image Comic employees have filed charges against Image Comics with the U.S. National Labor Relations Board, following what the union describes as anti-union discrimination, which includes capricious disciplinary actions and targeted changes to job descriptions. The union started in 2021 following what they said was their labor being taken for granted at best and exploited at worst. So I don't know what this means for the continuation of Image books. I mean, if they go on strike, that's going to destroy Image Comics. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Last thing for comic book news. Excuse me. Holy hell, I hopped the coffee out. Marvel, Disney, you know them. They're going to reboot Captain America again, starting in September. It looks like it's going to be just the new number one. It's still Steve Rogers. The book will be written by J. Michael Straczynski, so he's coming back to comics. And it will be dual time period stories. Part of the story will be set present day, and part of the story will be set with Steve Rogers basically as a kid before he got into the Super Soldier program. So, I still won't check it out. So, but if you like Captain America, maybe give it a shot. So.
Sure.
Your recommendations for comics came out this week. Ninja Turtles Saturday Morning Adventures Continued, issue number 1. Spider-Man 2099 Dark Genesis, issue 5. And Silver Surfer Ghost Light, issue number 4. So, there's that.
Sure.
Not a lot really came out this week.
Good.
All right, let's go to wrestling news. Congratulations go out to Alexa Bliss, who announced she is pregnant with her husband, some singer named Ryan Cabrera.
He's famous.
McLucky McBastard. There you go.
Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of him, and he kind of looks like a fancy lad, but...
Oh, yeah, he's a singer for something.
Okay, well...
He sings songs. I know there's a...
Apparently he knocked her up. That's why she's not been on TV. So there you go.
Well, good for him.
Don't look for Jon Moxley to be on the debut episode of AEW Collision. He is booked that day for a Wrestling Revolver event. So Moxley's not going to be on the Punk show, at least not at start. So no real surprise there. NXT superstar Kale Dixon apparently is going to be on this season of The Bachelorette. Braun Snowman. Braun Strowman underwent successful neck fusion surgery this week in Alabama. Instagram post, he does say that he does plan to return to the ring. Apparently it was a fusion of, I believe, C4, C5.
Nice.
So apparently came out of it okay and plans to get back in the ring once he's all healed up, so... Good luck there. WWE legend, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, is admitting that he is suffering from severe brain trauma. A 69-year-old said in an interview, revealed his medical condition is leading him towards the worst as it's now affecting his memory. He said, according to the doctors, I don't have Alzheimer's and I don't have dementia. What the doctor said to me is, Ted, you have something we just simply call severe brain trauma. Apparently, it's only right now affecting his short-term memory. He can remember stuff clearly from 20, 30, 40 years ago, but his short-term is apparently very bits and pieces, can't remember a lot of short-term things. So that is not good.
Better start eating fish oil.
Yeah. Ring of Honor announced their next pay-per-view will be Death Before Dishonor, July 21st from Trenton, New Jersey. Should be called Escape from New Jersey, but that's just me.
Jesus fuck. You gotta pay $50 worth of tolls to get out that motherfucker.
Well, stay at home, pay the $50, watch it on TV. There you go, I saved you. And they get the money. There you go. Swerve Strickland beat Nick Wayne last night to become the Defy heavyweight champion, clearing the way for Nick Wayne to make his AEW debut probably middle of July, which will be right after his 18th birthday, because he has to wait till he's 18 before he can debut on TV. So, New Japan. Boy, a lot of stuff came out of New Japan last night, this morning. They announced who will be in the G1 tournament this year. The only real surprise, Eddie Kingston from AEW will be a part of the G1 tournament this year. So, good for Eddie. That's awesome. And pretty sure they just announced we're going to get Bryan Danielson versus Kazuchika Okada at Forbidden Door 2. So there's your premier match, kids. That should be a fantastic match. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games?
GTA Online will get a big update. Do you play GTA Online?
No, I do not.
That's what you need to buy. You need to buy GTA. GTA 5 is pretty good. The new update, you can join a renegade outfit to take down the Meriwether security people. You can get planes. Jet aircraft. Yay!
Call it an airstrike. Yeah.
Can you?
I don't know.
I don't either. It's video game news is light. It's all about fucking Diablo. Remember a couple weeks ago it was all about Zelda?
Yep.
Well, this week's it's about Zelda and Diablo. So
because Diablo came out yesterday?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't even know if I'd want to play it or not. I
saw in the game store that it's all over the game store. So
I have fond memories of the first and second one, and then after the third one, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Classic Haunted Mansion thriller, The Seventh Guest, is getting a remake. They're going to make it into a VR game.
Okay.
And the graphics look pretty good.
I still want Clock Tower, but it's a step in the right direction.
But I don't know what to tell you, man.
I know.
I don't know. The last thing I got, developers abandon Knights of the Old Republic 2 Restoration DLC on the Switch, and they apologized with free games.
Yeah, that's not surprising. That's EA, right?
Oh, God.
I think EA has a Star Wars license still. That sounds right.
I don't know. The games you could pick from, Star Wars Old, Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords, Star Wars KOTOR, The Force Unleashed, Republic Commando, Episode 1 Racer, Jedi Knight Academy, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. So, yeah. Oh, sorry! Here's some ones you probably already have 5 copies of!
Right. Yeah.
That's why true. You want to play them on the fucking Switch is beyond me!
Yep.
It still looks kind of balls. I don't know. Did you see the God damn it, the new Aztec video game?
Oh, I saw the big complaint that you could only play as the Aztec, you couldn't play as the Conquistadors. So they went in and fixed it to where you can play as either side.
Yeah.
Amazing. Love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now you can kill the people that do human sacrifice? Yeah.
And it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, you lost. I don't know. Sorry. You can thank Spain for your language now.
Right, exactly. So,
that's all I got. I'm sorry.
I got 2 things here. We have more updates about the AEW Fight Forever game. The pre-order bonus will be a Matt Hardy pack. It will include both regular Matt Hardy and the broken version of the character. First DLC pack is the FTR pack. That's Dax and Cash, along with mini games, Join Us and Death Race X. That DLC will be available on launch day. DLC pack 2 will be the Limitless Bunny, Keith Lee and the Bunny, along with the mini games MJF's Car Thrash and Sloth Sling. That's July 25th. DLC 3 is the Hookhausen, which is Hook and Danhausen, of course. Apparently the Matt Hardy deal that they said will only be available pre-order. They're also saying it will be separate DLC, but don't know when. So AEW Games Twitter account is calling this season 1 pass, which implies there will be more DLC, of course. So there you go for that. And Vince, I'm surprised you didn't have this Overwatch story.
Oh, shit.
The Overwatch 2 Pride event is now live.
Fuck, that's why. That's why I didn't have it.
Along with the confirmation that 2 more of the heroes are gay, a collection of themed player banners and icon, Blizzard has reskinned a New York City-based map, so it looks like it's set in the middle of a Pride parade. But the map just doesn't have, you know, rainbow walkways and LMNOP flags. And It doesn't have any cop cars either. Pointed out by a video shared by an Overwatch content creator, the Pride version of the Midtown map has reskinned all cop cars into nondescript SUVs. Can't have cops at the Pride parade, apparently.
Are there kids there?
That's, yeah, see? Read my mind.
They lost me when they were like, we're not going to do this parade because there can't be kids here.
Right.
What? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry.
All right. Let's go to music news this week. Really, there's only one story, and it's about Rammstein. Well, more the singer. Rammstein has denied allegations surrounding a post-show party in Lithuania. The band posted a brief statement on their Twitter account saying, with regard to the allegations circulating on the internet about Lithuania, we can rule out the possibility that it is what is being claimed took place in our environment. We are not aware of any official investigations into this matter. The allegations against the band were made by a woman named Shelby Lynn, who accused the band of spiking her drink and being lied to about why she was going to meet vocalist Till Lindemann. She further alleges that she was denied his advances, that he did not allow her to leave, and that she had bruises on her body and cannot remember getting home. She also alleges that the Lithuanian police were not helpful with the matter after reporting it, and claims to have received a cease and desist from the band. She posted a screenshot of the cease and desist on her Twitter account. Then a couple days later, more happened. Since those allegations came out, Lindemann was dropped by his book publisher over the allegations, plus usage of his book that was apparently used in a porn video that they said celebrated violence towards women. Apparently another report has come out by a German news channel, who I can't even try to pronounce that one, detailing more accusations by more women. The band issued a statement after all this came out and said they are taking the accusations very seriously, and they want fans to feel safe both at the show and backstage. They further state that they condemn any kind of transgressions, and they encourage fans not to be hostile towards the women who have come forward with allegations. Boy, this ain't looking too good here.
So, I didn't think that was like them.
It doesn't seem on character, if that makes sense.
I thought he was very anti that.
Yeah, I thought he was more.
I don't know how to explain it. That doesn't sound like something he'd do. I mean, with stuff he said in interviews and.
Yeah, they seemed almost lefty, so that really doesn't, unless it's like the male feminist deal, and you know how that pans out. So.
There it is. Fuck. God damn it. Not Rammstein. God damn it.
Winner, was chicken dinner. Yeah.
Very anti-American kind of, you know, they had that whole, we're not going to act like them. Yeah, all you Americans are bigot hate mongers. We're not going to be like that, but you're going to.
Apparently, there's allegations of you being a rapist. So, hey, don't feel bad. So's the head of WWE.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
fuck.
For all you people that love WWE but hate AEW, just remember it's ran by an alleged rapist. So,
ta-da!
With that, it's time for Song of the Week. The following song has not been chosen by Vince nor myself, but the boss said we had to play it. We will play the boss's song.
The network overlord said, you will do this.
You must play this song this week. So,
and after, you have to say, this was a lovely tea party.
Yes. And we will plug our friends. We're so getting kicked off the network. God damn it. When we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 draft of sketch comedy characters.
Come on down to the Waterboy. It's a sweat fest, and that's the best. We got the quickest triggers in the whole Wild West. We got sweats and deaths, taking those on bets. Ain't no telling who the upper hand gets. We got man cakes and pancakes. We got a whole stack of trouble when the action breaks. We got gunfights every night. We got butter plate specials that'll treat you right. Come on down, rip some. Bacon and stacks of jacks, jugs of maple, you can throw it on back. Kick it back in front of the fire, take a load off to your heart's desire. Got a cannon up front, horn out back, we got home style cooking and that's a fact. Check the board for what's on tap, we got the best dang slurp on the whole dang map. Pile in the truck and come on down, we got the best food in this whole dang town.
This is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cast set to the albums that shape his musical taste, and The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is radioactive metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. My, what a lovely little tea party. I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Actually, I do hope you're happy. Please love us. All right. Time for our top 10 draft of sketch comedy characters this week. Vince, you have the number one draft pick, sir.
How did I get that?
I don't know. I lost the poll, so I'm just giving it to you. So, I don't know who won last week.
God damn it.
All right.
You ready?
Who are you taking with your number one draft pick?
Fire Marshal Bill.
Ah, yep. Fire Marshal Bill, Jim Carrey's best work. I will take Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek.
Oh.
I love those sketches.
The penis mightier.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Second round.
Give me Homie the Clown.
Ooh. That's good. Well, you already said my number two then. Give me Daryl Hammond and Sean Connery.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
That always just got me every time. It was the best SNL ever did. So. Third round.
All right, I'm sticking with In Living Color. Blaine Edwards and Anton Mayweather.
Men on Film.
Yep.
Hated it.
Yep. God, I heard that so much at school. Holy hell. Well, I'll stick with Celebrity Jeopardy. Give me Norma's Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that's so good.
It's a big hat. It's funny because it's big. Yeah. God bless Norm. All right, Vince. Round four.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Ah.
Let's go north.
Yep.
More north. How about that?
Trying to get that Canadian vote.
Yeah, I got to get that Canadian vote. Uncle Snowy, come on, man.
For my fourth round pick, let's go to Mad TV and give me Stewart.
Oh, shit.
Look at what I can do. Yeah. Oh, I got a lot here.
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth round.
I'm going to stay in the icy white hell known as Canada.
Ooh.
Mr. Tysik, the head crusher.
Yep.
I crush your head. I crush your head.
That was Kids in the Hall, right?
That is Kids in the Hall. Look at you.
I know a little bit about Canadians. More so from Letterkenny, but... All right. Oh.
Oh.
This was everywhere. Give me Rick James, bitch.
Oh, it's so good.
Yep. All right, sixth round.
Now, you said we could do, like, two or three, right?
If like they're the whole... a group, like the McKenzie Brothers, right. Men on Film, they count as one, yes.
Okay, I'm going with the Spanish Inquisition from Monty Python.
Oh.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
And I'm not going to lie, I did not pick them. I did not expect them to be drafted, so.
Yeah, man.
Well, if I took Rick James, then I got to take Prince.
Yeah.
Ah! This, yeah.
Shirts versus blouses.
Game. Blouses.
And then he took us back and made us pancakes.
They were delicious. I wanted to put Charlie Murphy, but he's not a character. That was just Charlie Murphy.
I know.
All right, seventh round.
Give me Wayne Campbell and Garth Algar.
Damn it, yeah. Wayne and Garth. Good pick. I had them very highly. Okay, give me Mr. Garvey.
Ooh.
Most people probably don't know that. He's the substitute teacher, Keegan-Michael Key, Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
That's probably the best skit on that entire show.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Except for, there was the one where Jaleel White.
No, it was, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The Urkel one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's real good.
All right, eighth round pick, Vince.
Johnny LaRue, SCTC, SCTV, John Candy.
You mean there's poor people? I miss John Candy immensely. Okay, I can take that at 10, that at 9. He ain't going to take those. So I've got to take 8. You've taken quite a lot of my list, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
I have to take this one. Give me old Greg.
Did that count?
Do you want it to count or not? I'm good either way.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let it count?
Yeah, let it count. Fuck it.
All right.
I guess it would be considered a sketch show. Would it? Because I could have just done all of the goddamn Mighty Boosh.
Yeah. I'm going to leave this up to you. I can go either way. I have many left over that I can...
No, because if I could have done it, I would have taken it. So no, you get your bag, King.
All right. All right. Ninth round pick, sir.
The Samurai.
Fuck. He was... Yeah.
Wah!
Belushi's Samurai.
Fuck yeah.
That's a... Yeah, he was on there. All right, I got 2 left. Give me... Well, I mean, anytime anything ever happened to this lady, she always would say the same thing. He looking like a man. Give me Miss Swan.
He look like a man. Your dogs like chocolate. He give the dog chocolate.
What the man look like, Miss Swan? He look like a
man. He looking like a man. I still use that to this day on like people.
I do too.
See that lady over there? He looking like a man.
He look like a man.
Last pick, sir.
Wanda, Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
God damn it. Why not? Fuck it.
That's yeah. I have so many good picks for my last one here. Who am I going to take? You took a lot of Mad TV.
I took a lot. No,
or no Living Color. You took a lot of Living Color.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to take the one you didn't. Give me Damon Wayans as Handyman.
I loved In Living Color, man.
Yeah.
That was our SNL, you know?
Yes.
And then we had Kids in the Hall and...
Yeah, we grew up in a good time for SNL, but we also were on the decline of it. So, all right, here's the picks. Vince comes in with Fire Marshal Bill, Homie the Clown, Men on Film, The McKenzie Brothers, The Head Crusher from Kids in the Hall, The Spanish Inquisition, Wayne and Garth, Johnny LaRue, John Belushi's Samurai, and Wanda. I came in with Alex Trebek, Sean Connery, Burt Reynolds, apparently I love Celebrity Jeopardy, Stewart from Mad TV, Rick James, Prince, the substitute teacher from Key and Peele, Old Greg, Miss Swan, and Handyman. So I will put that. You can vote, see who wins. Vince, who did you have left?
I had Opera Man, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
I had, Hartman was way up there on mine.
Nick the Lounge Singer.
Fuck is Bill Murray, yes.
Stuart Smalley.
Oh, yeah.
And Kathy and Kathy from Kids in the Hall.
Nice. Okay. Who did I have that did not get picked? Chris Kattan as Mr. Peepers. Joe Flaherty as Count Floyd.
Oh, damn!
From SCTV. Let's see here. Stuart Miswan. I had Will Sasso as two different characters, as Randy Newman. And as Kenny Rogers, just because I love, hi, I'm Kenny Rogers, and welcome to Kenny Rogers Jackass. That skit, it's like I would cry. I would laugh so hard. I had Phil Lamar as Jack, the UBS guy, because he would never stop bouncing around. Hingle McCringleberry from Key and Peele. Tyrone Biggums. I got to tell you something, Joe Rogan. I smoke rock. Somebody I was surprised neither one of us took, Clayton Bigsby, the black white supremacist.
Yeah, I didn't take it.
Yeah. I had Lil Jon. I had Thelma Harper. Carol Burnett Show, Mama. That was one of my sleeper picks. I had Dana Carvey as the church lady. Will Ferrell as Harry Carey. I should have picked this one. I would have locked up the Italian vote with Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh, damn. Yeah, fuck.
Jake and Elwood Blues. Mike Myers as Dieter.
Oh, I forgot about that. And Phil, I didn't have Philip either.
Yeah. And the last one I had here, I love these skits, but I don't think anybody else did. Christopher Walken as the Continental.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those where it was the POV shot of the woman in the hotel room? And Walken would be, well,
Walken.
Christopher Walken. Pretty much. All right. So there's our picks. Let's see. Listener picks here. Jay Baca had Matt Foley. Did any of us take Matt Foley?
No.
Oh. I'm surprised I did not take the man that lives in a van down by the river. I think that was a fatal error on my part.
Yeah, good job, bud.
The church lady, Homie the Clown, Debbie Downer, Drunk Uncle, Stuart. Brad had Fire Marshal Bill, Burt Reynolds, the Blues Brothers, Homie, Handyman, Vera DeMilo, which was Jim Carrey as the, how to word this in present day, let's say female bodybuilder from In Living Color. Stewart and Sean Connery. Chris picked Andy Samberg's Nicolas Cage, his Mark Wahlberg, Bill Hader's veteran reporter Herb Welch, Bill Hader's Anthony Peter Coleman, formerly Private First Class U.S. Army, Sherry O'Terry's Colette Reardon, Mark McKinney's Crushing Your Head Guy, Harry Carey, Norm as David Letterman. That's another great Norm one, was him as Letterman. Norm as Bob Dole, Norm as Rod Serling. He only played it once, not great for the character itself, but for the story of what he did to Chris Kattan. Yeah, Jim Brewer tells that story. Holy hell, listen to that. Kathy came in with Dana Carvey as the church lady, and one of Vince's picks, Wanda from In Living Color. So, thank you to everybody for your picks. Vince, good luck. We'll see who wins.
Yes.
All right, let's go to listener questions this week. First one came in from Handsome Dan. Vince, would you rather wake up in a zombie apocalypse or an invasion of the body snatchers?
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I completely agree. Donald Sutherland just mouth agape pointing at me is like nightmare fuel.
Yeah,
so,
screaming. Yeah, no.
Yes, zombies are easier to tell. So, next question comes in from Chris. Who do you think had the better chemistry with the Macho Man Randy Savage? Hulk Hogan, The Ultimate Warrior, Ric Flair, or Stephanie McMahon? Well, do you mean in the ring or out of the ring, sir?
I'm going with Stephanie because that's just too good to pass up.
That rumor's been around forever, sadly, so... Chris's next question. So I'm thinking of heating up some leftovers in the microwave, but the only clean plate I have is the good china. Do you think that's safe? Is it safe for you to nuke china?
No.
Well played, sir. No, you don't nuke the china. Jesus, man. You just get hungry to nuke in 30 minutes anyway. Chris again. So I began fishing a lot this year, reworking my lures, period. I'm usually a fly lure type of guy, but this year I've really gotten into the flashy new jigs they've come out with. Not sure what the best casting technique, though. I've been threshing side to side. That works okay. I'm thinking maybe a little whipping cast would be better. You think it's okay to whip a jig, or do you get in trouble? Boy, the wordplay.
Yeah, I know. I love fishing.
Yeah. Oh, Chris.
Chris.
You fantastic man. He apparently found an old college footlocker. He wanted to, open it up, get some old memories and stuff out, but the lock's rusty. Couldn't get it open. A friend of his said that when an old padlock gets fused like that, locksmiths call it shy, that the lock has shied. He said, should I just break it with a hammer? Do you think it's okay to smash an uncooperative shy lock with a hammer? I remember the combination. It was 3.5, 6, 3.8. I don't remember, but should I just hit it with a hammer? Not a lot of people get that one.
Thank God.
But, sir, that was very well done.
I'm glad a lot of people don't get it.
Yes. Oh, let's see. His last thing here. New York Post recently cited a study linking left-wing extremism to psychopathy and narcissism. I'm so glad we have these brainiacs to explain things to us dullards. What do you think their first clue was? The city burning tantrums over a criminal's drug overdose? The city burning tantrums over losing an election? Or the city burning tantrums over not being allowed to mass murder infants anymore? I mean, I think the first one was the drug overdose that really set him off. So, all right.
Yeah, they were upset about that, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really bad about that. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions this week. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World for DBC The Stories. First thing, wildfires are apparently out of control in Canada. Halifax, Nova Scotia up there, almost 500,000 people have been declared a state of emergency. They've begun massive evacuations. It is not looking good up there. So that's what you bastards get for digging on Oak Island. I said it was cursed.
Well, I had heard they put a bunch of women in charge of that. And, it was one of those diversity kind of things. And then boom.
And there's fires.
Yeah.
So, kind of like that bridge that they had the
in Florida
Latino architects in Miami. And then it just crumbled.
and kill people. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because they had no, not that they were, you know, black or female, but these ones they hired had no education in engineering. So hire people that know what they're doing. Vince, we now have a little bit more clarity about the Jeffrey Epstein U.S. Virgin Islands deal. Apparently he was good buddies with the former governor. How good of buddies? He paid for the kids' tuition to go to college. And the former governor's wife, Cecile, worked for Epstein, managing his companies in the Virgin Islands. So I guess this explains the political pressure. Remember when they fired that prosecutor that came from the governor? All seems to make sense. Speaking of he who shall not kill himself, apparently people have dug more into the Epstein logs, and it looks like he met with some people we knew and some we didn't. We knew Bill Gates. We knew his wife, Melinda. Apparently, magician David Blaine had many dinners with Epstein. A lot of these meetings took place after he was a convicted child molester.
Well, I mean, how else is he? Who else is he going to get to tell him how to make people disappear?
Right. He apparently met with model Irina Shayk, comedian Chris Rock, Wendy Murdoch, Richard Branson, tech billionaire Peter Thiel, early Facebook investor Sean Parker. Vince, isn't Sean Parker the Napster guy?
I don't know.
The name sounds really familiar. I think it's the Napster guy. Artist Jeff Koons, JP Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon, who is now under questioning by the Virgin Islands for hiding Epstein money. Music industry executive Tommy Mottola, who was Mariah Carey's ex-husband. Those are just the ones we found out about this week. So, yeah.
We can't send them to jail, okay? Because we don't know.
What will happen. Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
Those are good people, all right? They don't.
Right, yeah. We can't let you know who it was. There's too many powerful people. That's what the judge said, right?
Yeah.
Clothing company Lululemon fired two workers at the Peachtree Corners of Atlanta area after they apparently broke corporate policy. What policy, you ask? Well, they confronted people robbing the store and then called the cops. Two employees said they violated apparently the corporate policy by notifying Gwinnett Police Department about the store being robbed. The company denies that this is the case. Lululemon didn't give a specific reasoning for the firing, just saying that the company has a no-tolerance policy.
Right. No tolerance to people shoplifting, or at least the employees calling the cops on them, right?
Right. So they called the cops and got fired because they called the cops. Yeah. First it was Target, now it looks like Kohl's is going to get the boycott treatment after people have found that Kohl's was selling a Pride onesie for a three-month-old. With someone saying, in case you need clothes for your gay or trans three-month-old, Kohl's has you covered. Many people are also calling for a boycott in the same way that has happened to Target. Target so far has lost up to $10 billion in market value since that boycott has started. They just can't leave the fucking 3 months old. You're going after infants.
It's really, it's taken a couple of years. I'd say more than a couple. But people are really starting to hate this Pride Month bullshit.
A lot of companies have taken, I think the Navy had like their Pride Month thing up and then that came down.
Yeah.
Like they changed their avatar or whatever it was, their profile picture. A lot of these companies had it up at like June 1st, and by June 2nd, it was down.
There's a lot of people pissed off this year about this shit. I mean, I can't believe how many people are mad about it.
You remember...
They're a hell of a lot more vocal this year about it. They're like, get rid of that bullshit.
Yes. Remember 20, 30 years ago when people were saying, hey, it's a slippery slope if you let them start doing this. Oh, no. You're crazy. Just let them do this.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to infants. Yep, cool, gotcha. California Appeals Court, Vince, on Tuesday said that Leslie Van Houten, one of the Manson family, she participated in two killings at the direction of Manson in 1969. California Appeals Court said she should be released from prison on parole. now in her 70s, serving life for two murders, the death of Leno LaBianca and his wife Rosemary. Yeah, let her out. It's California.
It's fine.
I bet you she be like, fucking steps out of the jail, looks around at what California is now, like, put me back in.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening.
Yeah. Two pro-life advocates were attacked outside of a Planned Parenthood in Baltimore on Friday morning, according to police. The two men, aged 73 and 80, were standing on the sidewalk in front of the facility praying. One of the victims has a plate. His upper right cheek is completely fractured. There's bleeding from some unidentified area behind his eye. His orbital bone has been completely shattered. Will have to be replaced with metal. GoFundMe has been set up for the two victims. Baltimore police say what appeared to be a white man with brown hair and a full beard who did speak to a nurse from Planned Parenthood before he attacked. They gave a further description of the suspect. He was seen passing the men, walking by them before turning around and engaging with them verbally and then physically. Police are still searching for the attacker.
Sure. Searching, Wink.
Yeah. The guy that, like, had his cheek and orbital bone crushed, just, it's a horrible-looking picture of his injuries.
An old man. 73
and 80. Yeah. Yep. For praying outside of a Planned Parenthood on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they're not Allahu Akbar-ing anybody. They're just praying.
Yeah. How much longer till the Crusades come back?
No, give it time, bud.
I'll buy that battle pass, I'll tell you what.
Not till I reach 100 and then get my V-Bucks.
That's right. FBI Director Christopher Wray this week confirmed, yes, the file alleging that Joe Biden did commit criminal bribery while vice president does in fact exist. There was a back and forth this week with him not complying with the congressional order to turn the paperwork over to the House Oversight Committee, to the point where the House Oversight Committee chairman drew up contempt charges against the director of the FBI himself. Before they could get filed, though, the FBI director said, yes, he will turn over the paperwork. Apparently, the criminal informant behind the allegation that got this all started is a very high-level informant, well-respected, who has been used in multiple situations dating all the way back to the Obama administration. This seems to be about a high level of informant as you can get. Imagine that. He took a bribe. Told you. Sorry. All right.
I love him. I think he's the greatest president we've ever had.
Uh-oh. Sandbag. Get them.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Apparently it was a sandbag. Knocked him over. Washington State has fired their first director of the Office of Equity, a black woman named Dr. Karen Johnson, after it came out she made derogatory comments about Mexicans and other people, including whites. Some of the things apparently she said was, this may take some time for me because I generally distrust Mexican people. Mexican people have the option of being white when it's convenient for them.
What?
She also accused a white person of cultural appropriation because they had their hair in a braid. Apparently, also she also commented on the physical appearance of some people, including allegedly telling one person to wear lipstick and that another person was too fat. She says she was fired for pushing for accountability at state agencies. Governor Jay Inslee said she was not fired due to her comments, but the office had budgetary issues. She is considering legal action over being fired and has denied that she is prejudiced against anyone. It'll take me a while. I don't trust the Mexicans, but I'm not prejudiced.
Yeah.
Huh?
Fucking Mexicans. They don't play Fortnite with us. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Lopez.
We're going to get a black woman to yell at you until you do. Don't worry. Can't be any worse than me. Holy hell. Oh, speaking of to left foot Biden while giving a speech at the graduation ceremony at the United States Air Force Academy this week. Down goes Biden. Down goes Biden.
Did you see the motherfuckers laughing at him in the background?
Yes, the cadets were laughing. Planes, stairs, bikes, now apparently a sandbag. Leader of the free world, folks, 84 million votes. He got more votes than Obama. Projecting that image of power to everyone around the world. Yikes. Yeah. We ain't voting our way out of this, folks. I don't care whose side you're on. Just strap in and take as many with you as you can. If you needed another reason not to send your kids to college, especially Harvard. Harvard has hired a new teacher this week. This teacher will teach a course titled Health Policy and Leadership. The name might sound familiar, as it's former Chicago Mayor Lori Beetlejuice Lightfoot. Health Policy and Leadership. Chicago is an absolute shithole. So she's going to teach your kids at Harvard how to turn their cities into absolute shitholes. Gotcha.
This should be fun.
Yeah. Hey, Vince, did you know Skynet started this week?
Oh, did it? Good.
Yeah. A U.S. Air Force official who was quoted as saying that the Air Force had conducted a simulated test where an AI drone killed its human operator is now saying that he misspoke. The Air Force never ran this kind of test in a simulation or otherwise. He initially said that the drone killed its human operator in a simulation conducted by the Air Force in order to override a possible no order, stopping it from completing its mission, before he admitted that he had misspoke. The Royal Aeronautical Society said he was describing a simulated test that involved an AI-controlled drone that was getting points for killing simulated targets, not a test in the physical world. Training in a simulation to identify target surface air missile threats. Operator would say, yes, kill that threat. The system started realizing that when they did identify the threat at times, the human operator would tell him not to kill particular threats, and it wouldn't get its points. So what did it do, apparently, in this, quote, simulation? It killed the operator. Because the operator was the one keeping it from getting its points and doing its job. But, let's see, the blog post, this is what said to train the system, hey, do not kill that target, don't kill the operator, that's bad, you're going to lose points if you do that. So the AI started destroying the communications tower that the operator used to give the drone its orders.
An incentive-based fucking killing system.
Yes.
That's not scary at all.
Well, you can't tell me no if comms are down. I'm going to take out comms.
Yep. Yeah, that's frightening. I'm sorry.
Skynet, Terminators, yay! Drones at that. Holy hell. Aim for center mass. It's where all the hardware is. The state of Minnesota. If you live in Minnesota, you're almost as bad as California. They've now passed a law where illegal immigrants in Minnesota... they're eligible for the state's tuition-free college program. Oh, and you get free state-paid health care.
I gotta get me free college.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Minnesota's not the only place giving away free stuff to illegals. Chicago just approved another $51 million for the illegal immigrant crisis, putting them at $163 million just for the last 6 months. Illegals that go to Chicago are apparently given $7,000 a month in cash. $7,000 a month, huh?
We're in the wrong city.
Wrong fucking business, kids.
I think we are.
But the kicker is you got to live in Chicago.
Yeah, but we're far enough away that we don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not illegals.
We can just roll them, right? Oh, did I say that out loud? That's a high-risk, high-reward kind of deal, though.
Yeah, it is, because they swarm. Yeah. They got you outnumbered.
Too bad not outnumbered in Fortnite. Wink.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Lopez?
Yeah, exactly. All right, next story here. The U.S. Army. Vince, there is no longer Fort Bragg. It's now Fort Liberty.
Liberty.
Because can't have anything that was named after anyone or anything that had to do with the Confederacy. So
Fort Diversity.
Right.
Fort, we love black people. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're right. But, yeah.
I got nothing. I'm sorry. That's fucked up.
It's been Fort Bragg forever. And it will still be called Fort Bragg by people that have to do anything with it. So, Vince, this next thing is, I think the Supreme Court just got rid of unions in a way. Supreme Court ruling that was released on Thursday morning states that companies can now sue unions for damages incurred by striking. Case set a new precedent for how companies can respond to striking workers as large-scale strikes become more common in the U.S., like the current writer strike that's going on. The case debated whether a union can be held responsible for the company damages or monetary losses resulting from a union's decision to go on strike under the National Labor Relations Act. So apparently now, if you and the union can get sued by the company they're striking against for monies lost during the strike.
That kind of makes sense.
You are technically damaging the company.
Yes.
I wonder who's going to be the first big company to... Who's going to be the one to pull the trigger on that lawsuit?
Yeah. I mean, that does make sense. You are damaging... Yeah.
The livelihood of others, yeah.
Right.
I imagine one of these movie studios, because it's what, like the Writers Guild and the Teamsters and all this. Imagine if they sue the Writers Guild for, okay, you shut down production of 6 movies and 10 TV shows. How many billions of dollars have they lost?
But see, it sucks because it's fucking Hollywood. They did this because of Hollywood.
But they're, But
oh my God, we don't have TV. The fucking normal Joes. Out here,
they're getting
living
fucked over by the companies, right? Yeah,
fuckers.
Yeah, so I see both the good and the bad. Let's go to Washington D.C., where footage this week showed a Capitol Police officer directing someone to interrupt a children's choir that was singing the national anthem inside the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Police claimed they did not stop the singing. The director of the Rushing Brook Children's Choir said that's a lie. Video proves that's a lie. Choir had permission to do 4 songs inside the Capitol from 3 separate congressional offices, including the office of the Speaker of the House, but were apparently told that there were some people that were offended by the national anthem. And they cut off the children singing before they could finish the song.
In the place that you're supposed to be singing the national anthem.
Right. There's multiple views and videos of this floating around online. Capitol Police say they were saying that any performance is considered a demonstration, and demonstrations inside the U.S. Capitol are not allowed. This looks like they way overstepped their bounds, because even the Speaker of the House gave the kids permission. Last thing I saw, Kevin McCarthy said they were going to be looking into the Capitol Police regarding this situation.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do shit. Shut up.
Nope. And considering the Speaker of the House is the chief of police of the Capitol Police. They answer to the Speaker of the House. That's why, you know, the January 6th thing, well, Pelosi had the Capitol Police stand down. Remember that?
Yeah.
Speaker of the House gave the kids permission, and yet the Capitol Police still went after a bunch of 8 and 9-year-olds.
Why are you in a place that's steeped in patriotic shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm upset that the goddamn...
Oh, somebody's singing the national anthem. That offends me.
Yeah. Why are you there then? God, you're cool. Dumb.
Be offended.
Yeah, be offended. Fuck off.
Yeah.
At least they're not fucking kids in front of you.
Well, they probably would have enjoyed that more. All right. Next thing here. Employment rate. Unemployment. Rose. More than they thought it was going to this last cycle, so that's not good. Looks like Saudi Arabia. What, this is flying under the radar, and it is bad, bad news. Saudi Arabia in talks to join the BRICS bank. That is Brazil, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. I've read the things that looks like they want to back that BRICS currency in gold. But I don't know how accurate those reports are, but if the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, we're fucked.
I had a conversation, actually, with Chris about that. I didn't. He did most of the talking. But he said, if the petrodollar dies, then gold is going to be king.
Yep.
Gold and silver. So,
precious metals.
Yay.
You wouldn't think lead's precious, but it is. All right. A gay flag was apparently burned at an elementary school in California earlier this month ahead of a pride event. Police are investigating that as a hate crime. Let me get this straight. You can burn the American flag, that's free speech. If you burn the rainbow flag, that's a hate crime?
You might as well go the full nine, guys. They're going to get you. You might as well just go out with a bang, you know what I mean?
Yeah, would anybody like to point out to the people that use the rainbow flag that you have actually culturally appropriated that from Christians, because that was God's symbol that he would no longer flood the world again? Maybe we don't need another flood, but Vince, wasn't there something where like fire, hellfire, and brimstone came from the sky and
yes.
killed a city?
Oh,
because they were doing things like opening up targets or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit using our symbols. The debt ceiling limit budget deal, that passed, which means you got 2 years until the economy's completely fucked. I did think it was interesting, though, that during the debate on the U.S. Senate floor about the bill, Lindsey Graham, remember we had the story last week where he said that Russians dying was the best use of American tax money ever.
And then they put an arrest warrant out for his...
Yes, an arrest warrant is out by Russian authorities for Senator Lindsey Graham. But he was talking about this bill, and he was throwing a fit. Because he was saying, not a single penny is in this bill to help Ukraine defeat Putin.
Good.
I didn't know he was the senator from Ukraine.
Yeah, what side is he on?
I swore that Lindsey Graham was a senator from South Kakalaki. But apparently South Carolina is somewhere in Ukraine.
So is there a reward for him?
Hmm.
I mean, that's a high-risk, high-reward kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Die hard, die hard, die hard. You're coming with me.
Yeah.
Scoop him up. Yeah, that's... Yeah. He's mad, not that, hey, our economy's, we got 2 years until the basically debt limit is gone. They can spend anything they want, print as much as they want, hyperinflation. You're mad that there's nothing in it to give to Ukraine. It's weird.
It's not weird.
No, it makes it's all perfect crime. Sense. Yeah. This came out this week, and this is a little scary. Chinese spies disguised themselves as tourists and infiltrated multiple U.S. military bases in Alaska, including one where they blew completely past multiple security checkpoints.
Sure.
What are you doing there, sir? Misa tourist.
I work at the airplane.
Sir, get away from the nuclear reactor. What's this button do? Go boom? Okay.
I've taken pictures of the airplane and the nuclear reactor.
I take a lot of pictures.
Oh,
I tourist. Yeah, tourist. We're mm-hmm. so screwed.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Vince, this ties into a story from last week. Remember the story where all that ammonium nitrate disappeared?
Yes.
and they started giving satellite phones to senators.
Yes.
Because of something major was going to happen. Well, the U.S. Homeland Security warned this week of a major power grid outage that apparently will be caused by what they call right-wing extremists that will destroy 6,400 power plants and over 500,000 miles of high-voltage power lines.
You know, it's funny. I had this conversation with Chris, too, this morning, actually.
What a very odd and specific amount to say will be attacked and by who. Like, okay. It's like a setup, sir?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Huh. So, if we ain't on next week, it's probably because they false flagged and we ain't got no power.
Yeah,
so.
Our government fucked us.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird that those two stories are back-to-back weeks. Homeland Security saying, oh yeah, these people are going to do it. They're going to hit this exact amount, and it's going to affect this amount of high-voltage cable.
These white people are going to do this.
Huh, that's... How do you know this already?
Yeah.
Are they going to use explosives like ammonium nitrate? Hmm.
Yeah, it's very odd.
It is very odd. Speaking of those evil white men, Vince, we now know the culprit behind climate change.
Al Gore.
According to astute weather sorceress Jane Fonda, white men and racism. That's what caused climate change. She was giving some speech or whatever bullshit at the Cannes Film Festival, said, without the patriarchy, the crisis of epic proportions would cease to exist. And she did the old, we got 7 or 8 years until we got to cut everything in half or we all's going to die deal. How dare you? She said, it affects poor people worse than somebody asked her more about this bullshit and said, there would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. There would be no climate crisis if there was no patriarchy. And white men are the things that matter, and everything else is their fault.
Fucking white men.
Well, that explains why she, if she don't like white men, that explains why she likes Vietnamese men.
Oh.
Especially in the Hanoi region.
Oh, Hanoi Jane, huh?
Google Hanoi Jane.
I thought her name was Hanoi Jane.
Y'all growing up? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
For years, I thought her name was Hanoi Jane. And there's like, no, that's her. That's Henry Fonda's daughter. I'm like, then why is her name Hanoi Jane?
Yeah, then they had to explain it to us that, right. No, she's just a traitor cunt.
Yeah.
Hollywood pampered. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. My dad called her Hanoi Jane all the time. Yeah. I thought her name was Hanoi Jane.
Yeah. Yeah. Google Hanoi Jane. That's Google that and read that. Let's go to Ireland, Vince. This is going after the food.
The Irish government
is reportedly looking to kill 200,000 dairy cows in order to meet EU emissions targets and climate goals. Let's get rid of the food source. That's a great idea, right? It's not like Ireland's went through famine before.
We're tough people. We can do it.
Not without milk and meat, you can't. But I guess not having so many cows would be a good thing if you're German, considering German authorities have now advised residents of Germany consume no more than 10 grams of meat per day. You know, because the climate. 10 grams. Of meat. That would make a quarter pounder, what, like 3 weeks worth of meat for a German?
Ich bin ein Berliner, motherfucker.
Oof. I got nothing. It's, if you're dumb enough to kill your food supply, you're dumb enough to starve. I'll let you. You stupid asses.
No pressure.
Now, a new study came out this week that showed a certain group of Americans were 23 times less likely, of catching COVID during the mitigation measures. You remember that? Stay 6 foot apart, the magic piece of plexiglass that protected you from the cashier.
Yeah.
Do you know what group that was, Vince?
The Amish. I saw the story.
Yes, indeed. It was the Amish. 23 times less infected.
But they didn't go around anybody either. Did they?
Yeah, they were all over the place down here.
I don't know. Well, that vitamin D in their fucking diet, too, probably didn't hurt either.
Yeah, exactly. We told you last week about the FDA and CDC admitting that myocarditis in teenagers or in young infants and toddlers is on the rise, mysteriously. But now they studied 3 million children and said kids between the ages of 5 and 17 and those aged 12 and higher, 12 to 17, also heightened risk of myocarditis and pericarditis, which is heart inflammation and a heart condition, as compared to those that did not take the shot. Congratulations, you've killed your kids.
I'm glad I didn't take the shot.
Yeah. Part of the Pfizer documents that come out lately, people finally looked through, apparently shows that the company knew by November of 2020 that the mRNA COVID vaccine was neither safe nor effective. But yet, still, everyone pushed it. The media, the government, your job. Everybody pushed it. The company knew in November of 2020, it doesn't do anything, and it ain't safe for you. It's going to kill you. And not a single shot has been fired.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It is. It really is. We all knew that Twitter was going to have issues after Elon decided to basically give up control. Daily Wire was going to do a premiere and stream Matt Walsh's What is a Woman movie. Somebody at Twitter threw a fit and decided to cancel that. All types of stuff happened. Apparently Elon got word of this and he undid the ban. The movie did premiere to millions of views on Twitter. The woman that was the then head of safety, it's being reported she either quit or Elon fired her outright. So, you probably know the people you're putting in such powerful positions instead of letting them do something first and having to go back and undo it.
The CEO, he fired her?
No, this is not the new CEO. This is whoever he had put in as the new head of safety. Whatever they call that. That's the person that banned the movie. Now that person is gone. Either she quit or was fired. They're not saying which.
Right.
All right. The European Union. They're sending $1 billion worth of ammunition to Ukraine, as well as spending hundreds of millions more to fix up and refurbish ammunition factories across the European Union to increase production for even more ammunition to Ukraine. The U.S. Department of Defense, hey, how much is your internet bill? Let's say roughly $100, right? Roughly. Well, the U.S. Department of Defense announced on Thursday that it had awarded a contract for SpaceX for Starlink satellite communication services. Basically, this is internet, right? For Ukraine. So U.S. taxpayer money is going to pay the internet bill for the entire country of Ukraine.
I want my free Starlink.
Yep. Not you know, don't spend it on Americans. How about you just don't take the tax money? Give the American people, let them have their own money. Sorry, I know that's a high-level thinking. The U.S. announced this week, plus we're going to pay for their internet and give them another $300 million to Ukraine. Are you tired of the bullshit yet? I just ask in general. Just every week it's the same shit. Are you tired of it yet?
I can't believe Lindsey Graham had the fucking nuts to get up there and say, "Well, where's the money for Ukraine at?"
Right. Yeah, how many billions? Oh, speaking of all this money and shit we've sent to Ukraine, Mexican television reports saying dozens of U.S. AT-4 weapon systems were originally shipped to Ukraine, have been purchased by Cartel Golfo in Mexico. Ukraine is selling the military equipment we've sent them to the Mexican drug cartels.
So all the shit we've sent them, they're selling it.
Apparently a lot of it. And the rest they're giving to Nazis to attack inside Russian borders.
I tell you what, Russia needs to fucking step it up and start knocking these motherfuckers off the map.
Push the button. Just come on, Vlad. Let's go.
Fucking do it already.
I can't say die hard, die hard, die hard in a fucking Russian accent, all right? But that's what needs to happen. Oh, and if you think that there's going to be a peace settlement, you know, between Russia, Ukraine, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken came out this week and said that the United States will focus its efforts on arming Ukraine and not attempting to bring the war to a negotiated settlement.
Why the fuck would they do that for?
They've chose violence. Yeah. No peace. War.
Yeah, come on. That's what we do.
Apparently, that's what we do. All right, Vince, last story of the week, and it shows just how far we've fallen as a country. Dateline Farmington, Utah. The King James Bible has been removed from many of the Davis School County District schools after a committee found that it contained what the committee says is vulgarity and violence. They decided to pull the Bible from all schools rather other than high school level. According to a district spokesperson, the committee actually determined that the book does not contain sensitive material as defined by Utah code, but was still pulled from certain schools because of what they call age appropriateness. Apparently, a parent petition went around. Utah Parents United. This petition started in March because they say the Bible has no serious values for minors because it is pornographic and one of the most sex-ridden and violent books in history. But yet, teach your five-year-old how to have anal sex is okay.
It's the Bible's pornographic?
That's what this, apparently, in Utah. Isn't Utah, like, all Mormon?
Yeah.
The fuck happened with the Mormon? Did you guys, like, have 80 wives and lost your balls? What the hell? I mean, yeah, the Bible is so vulgar, full of pornographic material, and violent that we're pulling it from schools.
Pull my kids out of that school.
Wouldn't have kids in school. How about that? There's going to be a breakaway. And it ain't going to have nothing to do with race. As much as they want to have it do with race, I have seen people of every color recently, and like you said earlier, vocally, more vocally than I think ever, be like, this shit's gone way too far.
Yeah.
We can disagree policy, you know, taxes, simple shit. You're going after faith and you're going after kids. We've had enough.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're, a lot of black people are getting real pissed off.
Yeah.
I've noticed lately. Especially like the, no, we'll just let the illegal immigrants up here and, we're gonna put them in your neighborhood. They're like, oh, what the fuck you are? What the hell are you doing? Yeah, so some shit's gonna go down. We probably won't have power to tell you about it because ball seas, but an oddly specific amount of power stations. Yeah, that's my concern more of anything right now. Where and when? 500,000 miles of high voltage. Well, that's a lot of cable. So, Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep a stick on the ice. And the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Unless they false flag and knock out the power. Hopefully we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.